The Story of the First Snowdrops. An old man sat alone in his house. It was full of shadows. It was dark and gloomy. The old man cared nothing for the shadows or the darkness, for he was thinking of all the mighty deeds that he had done. "There is no one else in the world," he muttered, "who has done such deeds as I," and he counted them over aloud. A sound outside of the house interrupted him. "What can it be?" he said to himself. "How dares anything interrupt me? I have told all things to be still. It sounds like the rippling of waters, and I have told the waters to be quiet in their beds. There it is again. It is like the singing of birds, and I have sent the birds far away to the south." Someone opened the door and came in. It was a youth with sunny curls and rosy face. "Who said you might come in?" muttered the old man. "Did not you?" asked the youth with a merry little laugh. "I am really afraid that I came without asking. You see, everyone is glad to see me, and I am not," interrupted the old man. "I have heard rumors of your great deeds," said the youth, "and I came to see whether the tales are true." "The deeds are more true than the tales," muttered the old man, "for the tales are never great enough. No one can count the wonderful things I have done." "And what are they?" asked the young man gravely, but with a merry twinkle in his eye that would have made one think of the waves sparkling in the sunlight. "Let us see whether you or I can tell the greatest tale." "I can breathe upon a river and turn it to ice," said the old man. "I can breathe upon the ice and turn it into a river," said the youth. "I can say to the water, 'Stand still,' and it will not dare to stir. I can say, 'Stand no longer,' and it will go running and chattering down the mountainside. I can shake my white head," said the old man, "and snow covers the earth." "I can shake my curls," said the young man, "and the air sparkles with sunshine, and in a moment the snow is gone. I say to the birds, 'Sing no more, leave me,' and they spread their wings and fly far away. I say, 'Little birds, come back,' and in a moment they are back again, singing their sweetest songs to me." "No one can count the leaves," said the old man, "but whether I shake the trees with my icy touch or whether I turn my cold breath upon them, they fall to the ground with fear and trembling. Are there any rumors of my deeds as great as that?" The young man answered gravely, but with a laugh in his voice, "I never saw any leaves falling to the ground, for when I appear, they are all fair and green and trembling with the gladness of my coming." So the two talked all night long. As morning came near, the old man appeared weary, but the youth grew merrier. The sunlight brightened, and the youth turned to the open door. The trees were full of birds, and when they saw him, they sang, "Oh, beautiful spring, how glad are we to look again upon your face." "My own dear birds," cried Spring. He turned to say goodbye, but the old man was gone, and where he had stood were only snowflakes. But were they snowflakes? He looked again. They were little white snowdrops, the first flower of spring, the only flowers that can remember the winter.